Whose idea is it anyway? Listen, of course, there's been much fanfare and media coverage of the anticipated Vodacom shutdown. A name that's resurfaced both from Vodacom's latest explanations as the inventor of this idea is one Ari Khan. Who is he? Well, he's a former consultant for MTN, and he first came out in 2013 to claim that actually this was his idea. He said at the time that Nkosana Makate is not the rightful owner of the idea and he shouldn't get a cent. And we thought we'll bring you that perspective on the issue. Ari Khan is on the line now from California. Firstly, Ari, thank you for staying up.
It's not that late. How are you, Bongani?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine. Listen, your name has resurfaced as the rightful owner of this idea. Certainly, that's what Vodacom is saying. And I suppose the obvious question to ask you is, why now?
Why is Vodacom saying this now?
Why is Vodacom saying this now? Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's not something new to, you know, to be fair, Vodacom have been telling me this for the past 10 years privately, and I think they've just come to a conscious point of in their life where they've said, listen, we need to acknowledge the truth, and the truth is what they're stating.
So one of the discussions has been that the two ideas were not entirely similar. One was, IVR based, which is yours, which in other words was an interactive voice response idea, whereas the other one was the one with the USSD star hash and a number. Not quite the same thing. The argument has been made.
Well, 10 million users would have a very different statement about that. They used a system which was exactly identical to what Vodacom's employed. You know, Bongani, the truth is actually a simple matter. And look at this complex web that has been woven. It's quite telling, when I was holding on the line, you were playing an opera ad, and this is a true soap opera. The simple fact is that what Kenneth McCarthy suggested to Vodacom, they actually never even developed or deployed. His Buzz memo was not deployed back in 2001 and has not been deployed in the 18 years that have followed. And what Vodacom actually developed belonged to MTN. So really, the simple story is that what he suggested led Vodacom directly to MTN's front door. They developed a product and a technology that was claimed and owned by MTN.
So here's the difficulty, Ari. I mean, obviously, let's assume that this is as lucrative as we've been given to understand it is. Why would MTN let their rival go ahead with an idea that was stolen from them own it and use it and make the money that it has? And why didn't MTN join the proceedings in all of this and let it go until now?
Okay, so those are very pointed questions, and they're very valid questions. And all I can say is what I know to be true, and the truth of the matter, again, is that no one has said anyone stole anything. I've never, ever used that vernacular, and I don't even use it today.
So was there a deal behind the scenes? Is that what you're telling us? Was there a deal behind the scenes which would have made MTN back off?
Bongani, what actually happened is all the players have behaved very poorly and badly on this entire story, and Vodacom included. In 2001, MTN notified Vodacom to cease and desist because they were infringing on intellectual property. Unfortunately, Vodacom flexed their muscle. The Rembrandt Group, which is one of their co-founders back in the day, and if you recall, literally played the mafia card. They threatened lives and livelihoods. There was a lot of discussion and animation behind the scenes that has not been publicly disclosed. But to state that MTN just laid down and allowed Vodacom to continue along this path without any protest is actually factually not true.
But in terms of what we know in the public domain, Ari, that's exactly what it appears to be. Because, I mean, we even went as far as seeing a former CEO of Vodacom claim the idea as his.
Yes, we know. What a story. The fact is that MTN needs to speak for themselves, and there's nothing to be embarrassed about. They developed a world-class technology through my inventorship, and they launched a service that changed the landscape.
Were you paid, Ari, were you paid by MTN?
Sure, I was a consultant to MTN, but I wasn't paid specifically for this product. I had a technology transfer agreement that everything I invented would be assigned to MTN, which it was.
So were you paid any percentage of the profits outside of what your regular income would have been?
Not a proverbial penny.
So you didn't get a red cent out of this. Do you believe you should have been paid?
No, not at all. I don't have title to this technology, and less so does Kenneth. Kenneth has no intellectual property rights and no intellectual property to speak of. Again, Bongani, go to the simple facts. You don't have to take my word, and you don't have to take his word. The only words that matter are the words written on a patent in the patent office. And that's the public document that's available for anyone to read. Where the story got very convoluted was he brought out a so-called expert patent witness from the USA who completely mischaracterized the document. And, you know, what is the constitutional court ruling on intellectual property matters? When you know, with all respect to the judges, they are clueless when it comes to intellectual property. And just because Vodacom didn't mount an effective defense doesn't mean the facts are any different to what they are. And the facts are the product, the technology was invented by myself at MTN. It was reduced to practice. It was claimed and it was launched before Vodacom, period.
All right.
If you take Kenneth completely out of the picture, nothing in the industry would have changed.
All right.
MTN would still own the technology.
Ari, the difficulty, and we'll have to leave it here because we're running out of time. The difficulty still is around the fact that here's MTN ceding an idea that you say was originally theirs, a lucrative idea for their rival. There's so many mistakes that your case relies on Vodacom to make for it to hold. So they cede their intellectual property to their rival. They don't have the experts as far as patent law is concerned. They mount a poor case. They're not able to defend themselves. The constitutional court judges and so on and so forth. There's a lot of mistakes a lot of people have to make for your version to hold. But we thank you for giving us your time this morning. We'll leave it to the listeners to make up their own mind. And very quickly, we're joined now by Chris Schoeman, who is one of Nkosana Makata's former, part of the former litigation team, one of the former litigation funders. Chris, you heard a little bit of what Ari Khan had to say there. Firstly, what's your response?
Firstly, good morning, Ian, and welcome to your listeners. Firstly, what he does say is absolutely correct. That is, those are the facts. There are three major lies that permeate through this whole matter. The first one is that McCarthy invented the please call me concept. That is simply not true. The second, and I think a major issue, is the issue of racism, which has been introduced into this matter and which is totally and utterly unfounded. The third big lie is that McCarthy would be entitled to a fee in the billions of rands. That is outrageous and is a lie.
So on what basis then, Chris, were you part of the litigation that Makate mounted against Vodacom if you disagree with the very basis of his claims?
I do not disagree with the basis of his claim. Quite the contrary. In 2011, I met Mr. McCarthy for the first time. He was totally down and out financially. He had instituted an action against Vodacom, not for the payment of any money, but an action based on his so-called idea that he brought to Vodacom. He didn't have money to proceed with the case. My business is that of litigation funding. I fund cases all over the world and in South Africa for people that do not have the money to afford to fight litigation.
So, Chris, we don't have a lot. Sorry, I'm sorry to cut in on you. We don't have a lot of time. Just explain to me. You've said this wasn't his idea. You agree with everything Ari Khan said. So, on what basis were then you funding his litigation?
Well, the idea that he had was not the please call me concept. The idea that he had was that you would be able to make from your cell phone a missed call to a target phone, the phone you wanted to call, and a missed call would be left on the phone, and that person would then have to decide that you had called him and he would call you back. That was the idea that Mr. McCarthy presented to Vodacom. Nothing more and nothing less than simply that.
So what do you make of the current controversy then?
From the eventual, please call me, that it's not even true. But it is an idea that he brought to Vodacom, and he's entitled to compensation, and he's entitled to a reasonable fee for having brought that idea.
So what do you think his, what do you think, Chris, hold on, what do you think he's entitled to then?
I know that Vodacom has, the award is 49 million rand. I think it's overly generous. Very much, it's very generous. And in fact, I have an interest in that award. And I have yesterday instructed my attorneys to write to his attorneys and say, first of all, you should accept the offer. You do not have legally a basis for refusing it. And in any event, some of that belongs to me. And you must accept it. It is a generous offer.
Is there a scenario in which Nkosana Makate has taken this issue so far and for so long that whatever money he gets, very little of it will actually go to him? Could that be part of the reason he's holding out for more?
That is the crux of the matter. You've hit it right on the nail. He has spent, when he won the case in the Constitutional Court, he went on a spending spree second to none. People were throwing money at him left, right, and center. And the present situation, I'm telling you now, is that he owes a lot more than what he's getting by from Vodacom. He cannot accept it, Doc. He can just not accept it because he's bankrupt, basically.
All right, Chris Schoeman, we'll have to leave it there. Nkosana Makate's former litigation funder, bringing a different side to it. Of course, you would appreciate, we would have reached out to Nkosana Makate, who at this stage cannot speak because obviously the matter is before the courts, and neither will Vodacom. I wonder, does all of that information change your view, or do you think it's all part of the conspiracy?